Welcome to the Decision Maker's Handbook. I'm Stephanie Hoffman, author, traveling business strategist, and life mentor. I want to say first and foremost, thank you so much for making the decision to take on this handbook. Now let's get started. Moving forward with decisions can be terrifying. Especially if you are constantly wondering what the aftermath will be and whether it's the right move for you. I've created a business that I love simply by listening to my intuition and coming from a place of confidence with my decisions. Throughout this handbook, I will share with you the ways that I embrace risk, seize opportunity, stand in my power, create the path I choose, and direct my destiny so that I always get to have the life that I dream of. Get ready to shake things up, sister, because when you make the decision to implement these practices in your life, you will never be the same. First up, we have go with your gut. Going with your gut is something that may be harder for some than for others. Trust me. I used to constantly doubt myself. I want you to trust your instincts. But in order to do this, I want you to take time to slow down throughout your day and to think about the feelings or thoughts that excite you. These may be things that absolutely excite you or actually may also terrify you. When you feel that excitement and that fear, I want you to go with it. In any sense of the matter, I want you to go with these thoughts. These thoughts and ideas that pop into your head and excite and or terrify you are the decisions, ideas, next steps for you that are going to elevate you to the next level. What happens when you ignore these thoughts, whether because of your fears surrounding them or believing they're not possible for you or feeling like you're not confident or capable, these amazing thoughts then flitter away and leave you sometimes forever. Being able to go with your gut also entails believing in yourself and having confidence in yourself. The ability to trust yourself will depend largely on identifying your underlying beliefs and doubts and reprogramming yourself to think differently. Here's the kicker. You can't have one of these things without the others. You can't go with your gut if you don't believe in yourself. You can't believe in yourself if you don't have confidence. You can't have confidence in yourself if you don't have faith that you always make the right decision. So I want you to know that you are allowed to have faith in yourself, that you always make the right decision. So then, if you always make the right decision and everything always works out for you, then what is there ever to worry about? Game changer. You will have to practice each of these things daily, constantly and consistently, in order to have this all working together for you. The ultimate lesson is to go with your gut at any cost and to know that you always make the right decision. Have faith in yourself within that and rewrite this as a core belief, literally changing how we function from the inside out. Repeat it to yourself daily, know it, and trust it to be true. This is the first thing that will change everything. Quieting your inner mean girl. Quiet your inner mean girl. I'm a firm believer that we all have a mean girl who is living in our head, constantly nagging at us and constantly cutting us down. That bitch. Every single one of us has this girl who is living inside of us. Your girl is just as mean to you as my girl is to me. None of us are immune. However, I've gotten really good at defending myself against her insults and downright bitchy tendencies. I know exactly how to shut her up as soon as she starts talking in my ear, interrupting my awesome thoughts or ideas that I may be having. Some of the things you may hear this bitch in your head rambling on about are, what makes you think you can do that? Why do you think anyone is going to care about what you say? You don't have enough experience to do that. Why would somebody pay you to do that? That's not a good idea. Just stick to what you know. There are so many different lies that this mean girl inside our head tells us. I want you to take a second and think, if anyone in your immediate life ever treated you this way, would you still hang out with them? Fuck no. However, we let these doubts, fears, and attacks on our personality happen to us every single day from this little bitch. Why listen to her? You have the power to shut her up right here, right now. When she starts to chime in with her lies and negativity, you do whatever it takes to kick her out of your head. This may mean you physically shake your head or say the words stop or shut up. Whatever it takes, whatever it is that works for you, I want you to jolt yourself out of these thoughts and then reverse them. If one of the things that she said to you is, "What makes you feel like you can do this? No one's going to love what you have to say." I want you to reverse those thoughts. Then you're simply going to say, "I have so much authority to be able to do this, and everyone is going to love what I have to say." Rewrite the dumbass story she's got playing in your head over and over again. Take the lead, get her to sit her ass down, and shut her ass up. You're going to start repeating these new stories to yourself, day in and day out. The quicker you get at recognizing these mean girls' thoughts infiltrating your brilliant ideas, the quicker you'll be able to silence that bitch. You're going to build up an amazing defense system to make sure that her thoughts do not become your own. And pretty soon, your mind will be an impenetrable fortress. Depending on the people you have around you who are in your day-to-day support system, a lot of the thoughts and fears you hear from your inner mean girl may be a direct reflection of what those around you are saying. You have to treat those negative influences the same way you'd treat your inner mean girl. Those opinions are not your own. Learning how to not give a shit. If you are truly out to create this empire that you're dreaming of, then I'm going to need you to show up as yourself, your true self, at every cost. And I do mean every cost. There are a lot of fears associated with showing up as your true and real self in this online space. But when you can be authentic and tell your true story and show your real personality, your people will love and appreciate you for it. This is something that I can almost promise you. You are unique. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You have a message that is unlike anyone else's, and you are the only one who can get that message out. Trust that this is 100% true. You get to do this in whatever way looks and feels good for you. That means that you don't need to mimic anyone else you're seeing. The techniques and language that have helped other people in their successes may not necessarily help you. You have to do what is right for you and what works for you. The answer is inside of you at every step of the way. I promise. Sometimes that may mean that there is a bit of work to be done in order to truly be able to get in tune with that. Be unapologetically you. There are enough cookie cutter people out there. You do not need to fit into any mold to be successful. The beauty of this is that you get to be you and you get to have everything you want at the same time. Fabulous, right? However, everyone is allowed their own opinion. This is very important. When we talk about you being able to do your own thing, be aware that there are some people who have an amazing opinion of you and others who will not. Everyone is allowed their opinion. This should say nothing about your ability and your confidence to show up unapologetically you. It's your job to decide that your opinion about your business and life matters more than the opinion of those around you. There may be some legitimate fears coming up for you when thinking about being unapologetically you. This is your chance right now to sit and journal what it is you want to be, who you want to show up as, and then acknowledging that you are, in fact, safe to show up as yourself always and forever. If you are going to be holding back and keeping your message from the people who need it because you're too afraid of the backlash of some haters, you're never going to be able to build the empire that you dream of, that your people are craving, and that your soul clients need. You have to learn to buck up and just not give a shit. Two shits even. If that means that you are growing thicker skin along the way, do whatever you can to make it happen. One of the things I tell my clients when we're talking about designing a program, for example, is that there is always going to be someone at any price point that is either going to be able to absolutely 100% afford you, love it, sign up right away. There's also going to be someone who could never afford you at the same time, no matter your price point. We can easily assume then that no matter what your online opinion and presence looks like, there's always going to be someone who loves it, and there's always going to be someone who has a problem with it. It's your job to decide whose opinion matters most to you. The answer to that should be your own. Face your fears. You aren't going to get where you want to be if you let your fears take control of your actions. This can either be a fear of doing something or of not doing something. You may be reading this because you found you're not happy with where you're at, but you don't necessarily know how to get to where you're happy or where you want to be. What I want you to do right now is to look inward and ask yourself, how comfortable am I? Depending on how you answered, this next step is crucial. We as humans love a state of comfort. We love to know that we are safe. We love to know that we are cared for. We love to know that there is no danger looking around any corner. We default to a state of comfort. However, you must embrace discomfort and face your fears if you ever want to get past the point of where you are right now. Yeah, I know. That feeling you have in your stomach right now, that bit of saliva that's gathered in the back of your throat, this part sucks. How easy is your day-to-day life? Is everything happening naturally? Are you feeling a little bit lazy? Do you feel like you could be pushing yourself a little bit more, but you're just not? How the hell are you ever going to be able to grow the empire of your dreams if you're not stretching outside of your comfort zone? No one ever said that this would be easy. If it were easy, everyone would do it. I want you to get quiet with yourself right now, and I want you to just close your eyes and breathe. Do that now. And when you feel calm and centered, let's take the next step. Feel free to hit pause. What decision could you make right now, like right fucking now, that would terrify the shit out of you? No need to write it down, but take a few moments to brain dump on your feelings about this and what it would mean for you if you were able to effortlessly take this step. That racing heartbeat, the sweating palms you're just starting to feel, the inadvertent smirk you may have on your face. These are all good things, girlfriend. This means we're on the right path. Feel free to take a moment here and journal out any thoughts you may have. Now, what would need to happen in order for this to be a decision that you make? Sit with yourself and those thoughts for a moment. Really wrap your head around this. Often, we don't realize that deciding not to act, likely because of fear, is actually the thing that's holding us back from fully stepping into our true power. So I want you to decide to act now, to embrace the fear, and take these steps you've just played out in your head. Not because I am asking you to, but because deep down you know that this is the true and correct next step for you. What is the worst thing that could happen? I want to give you an example. Let's say you're thinking about launching a new program. What is the worst thing that could happen when you're thinking about putting it out in front of the public? If you're afraid to launch this program to the public because of fear of failure or fear of what other people think, what's the worst thing that could happen if you actually launch the program? Is the worst thing that no one sees it? No one buys it. Someone hates it. What if those were your three worst options? Two of those three are actually happening right now because you're too afraid to get it out in front of people. Already no one is seeing it. And already no one is buying it. And you truly haven't even given anyone the opportunity to hate it yet. So you're actually just living out your worst case scenario right now because you are letting fear drive. Face your fears and figure out how to push past them and just do the damn thing already. Be optimistic. Be open-minded and have faith that everything gets to work out for you. Everything. Like, everything. Thoughts become things. And so when we are putting our thoughts and energy towards faith and optimism, we get to have more of that coming towards us in our lives. When I manifested my first 10K month, this was the only thing that got me there. Now, of course, I was doing things in my business that actually led me to that income. But before I had made that five-figure month, I had no idea where it was going to come from. I just knew that it was happening. I knew that I was ready for it. I knew that the steps I was taking in my business were getting me there. And I was singing it to the world. Every which way, I was saying, this is my first 10K month. I'm making 10K this month. Watch out, world. Here I come. 10K months all day long. You can manifest good things happening for you at every turn. That does not mean that things can't go wrong. It means that when things do go wrong, you fully embrace your situation. I know. This sucks. When shit hits the fan, the last thing you want to do is just sit in the shit-covered room. But I need you to sit in it for just a minute and appreciate the experiences that are happening to you. Because good, bad, or ugly, they're happening to you for a reason. Every experience can teach you something and help you along your path. The longer you oppose a bad situation, the longer that you hate the situation, the longer you wish you weren't in the situation, the more you're going to get covered by all the shit. That's how it works. We attract what we think about. Thoughts become things. So be appreciative of what's going on and consider how you can learn from it and how it will make you stronger and better. Experience the situation fully. Know that it is only temporary and that it is happening for a reason. Perhaps a reason you can't understand at the moment. No matter what, have faith that everything will work out for you in the end. Even if you aren't taking the route that you originally planned, you're going to get there eventually if you just stick to your guns. Divorce the how. I've just gone into how you can manifest the life of your dreams by simply willing it to happen for you. And while you may have been super excited about that, you also may have been sitting there rolling your eyes and raising your fist in the air saying, but how? Listen to me. If you get overly focused on how something is specifically going to happen, you are going to close off other possible avenues that can take you where you want to go. Get the ideas, get the inspiration, run with it, go with it, do a rain dance, whatever it is that you want to do. But don't let the logistical next steps prevent you from making the move. Take action. From action comes clarity, and the how lies within that clarity. When you're thinking about how something can happen and you're focusing so much on exactly how you're going to hit that 10K month, that 20K month, whatever it is, you have your blinders on and you're going to miss opportunities the universe may be providing you. Here's a brief example of how I've seen this happen in my business and in my clients' businesses before mastering these skills. You've done a few calls, you've talked to a few potential clients. One of them is Susie. She's amazing. She's your ideal client to a T. You loved your conversations with her. You're so excited to get things working with her. She has told you you're the girl. She's hiring you. She just has to figure out when and she just has to get a few things in place. You know that when Susie signs up, you will have met your goal this month. You put all of your time and energy into thinking about how amazing it's going to be to work with Susie. She's so freaking awesome. You can't wait. You guys are going to have a lifelong friendship. She's going to fulfill all your dreams, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, Tracy is sitting in right field, wondering how she can find someone to help her with XYZ. You're too focused on Susie to even acknowledge that Tracy has just walked into the room. She sees someone else, goes over there, and Tracy has gone off into the sunset with this someone else. And then Susie doesn't get the funds together to sign up with you this month, and you don't make your goal. If you had just acknowledged that while you love Susie, you are also allowed to put your focus back into knowing with confidence that your 10K month is happening and not focusing on the specifics of how, you might have seen Tracy walk into the room and you might have been saying exactly what Tracy needed to hear to take that leap and invest with you. I've seen this situation happen time and time again within my own business before I knew better and in my clients' businesses before they were strong enough to know how to release the how. Your dreams will start flowing more easily for you if you can strengthen this ability and know with confidence that you will always make the right decision and that everything always works out for you. The universe rewards those who stick to their guns. But know that shit might get bad before it gets better. Don't abandon ship. Don't freak out. Just hold on a little tighter because it's about to get rough before everything you've ever imagined finally appears to you. Be intentional. I believe that working toward the life of your dreams is an extremely difficult task if you aren't continually asking yourself what it is you want. If you're anything like me, this is a constant issue for you. I am a huge people pleaser. At every step, I'm always wanting to do what everyone else is doing. This has been ingrained in me my whole life. So this is something that is constant work for me to be conscious of. This may be easier for you than it did for me. This may happen easier for you than it did for me, in which case, kudos. You need to know that what it is that you want, and be intentional about getting it. There are several different ways that you can figure out what you want and need, but the true and honest way is to simply ask yourself. I'm not talking about whether you feel like a cherry soda today or not. I'm talking about what your soul is calling you for and what it is you desire. What it is that you need deep down for you to be living at your highest capacity. You can't work towards something if you don't know what the hell you're working towards. This is a constant conversation you have to have with yourself, reaching inward every single day until finally it's something that happens for you innately and easily. I get up every morning and I spend time with myself, for myself, asking what it is I want. I open a new page on my journal and I write, what do I want today? What do I need for me today? Then I simply answer that question. Sometimes it's that I need to totally unplug. Sometimes it's that I need to get down and dirty in my business. Sometimes it's that I get to do whatever the hell I feel like doing that day. Either way, you need to fully acknowledge what you want and set your sights on it. The easiest way you can build an empire is to work from a place of pure flow. What do I mean by flow? I mean that you get to listen to your body and you get to have what you like, what you feel you need. You act on those intentions and everything happens easily for you because you're simply tuning into what it is you want each and every day. This is a practice. This is not something that will happen for you right away. If you want to get good at this, you have to work at it. You always get to have what you want, but it's your job to actually ask yourself that question first. Become the CEO of your business. Having a CEO mindset in my business has come over years of experience. Think about your business and the actions that you take in your business as though each and every move is going to take you to the next level in a massive way. If you're thinking in this way, it will help you to be confident and intentional with your decisions. When I speak about thinking like a CEO, I truly just mean that this business for you is as real and tangible as your favorite pizza joint. It's as profitable as the most hoppin' IHOP you know. And that you're truly seeking out ways to better it at every move. And ROI, return on investment, is a thing that is in the back of your mind when thinking of your business moves. Here's an example of not thinking like a CEO. You know that working with an ad specialist will finally allow you to have the business performing at the level that you would like and get your name out there to a larger audience. Here's the thing. You can't hire the ad specialist because you don't feel that you have the money. So there you sit. Never being able to make the impact that you want. Your stuff isn't getting out in front of all the people that you know you'd like to be able to help and that you know would pay you the money so that you can have the massive success you desire. Do you see this vicious cycle that we're in? If you know that hiring this ad specialist is the next step you should be taking in your business, but it's something that terrifies you and you put it off because it's not something you can afford right now, even though you know it would take you to the next level, you'll never get to the next level. It's an infinite loop. You need to be able to find a way to break the cycle. If you don't break the cycle, you'll stay exactly where you are. I want to give you a real-life, terrifying example. I've invested massive amounts of money into my mentor just this year. It's not the first time I've invested in myself. I've actually made other large investments to better myself and my business. However, this one is like 15 times as much as I've ever invested. A bit more of a terrifying decision. When I decided to make this investment, I was in a great place in my business. However, I want to be the absolute best. So being at a great place wasn't good enough. I wanted more. And I knew that working with this mentor would get me there. So I did what I had to do. I figured it out. I took the leap. I took a really big breath, held my nose, and jumped in. And the second I did that, I had clients coming my way that I had never even known were there before. I made the most that month that I had ever made in my business. By taking the step that I knew would take me to the next level, holy shit, I actually just got to the next level. Who'da thunk it? Stop making excuses for why you can't do something and figure out how to make it happen. Stop doing the same thing and expecting to get different results. Take a new path. Become the CEO in your business and make decisions in your business and your life that you know are going to take you to that next level, even though you have no idea how you're going to get there. You don't need to know how. You just need to know that it's something that's going to work for you. You have faith that you always make the right decisions and that everything always works out for you. Decisions, decisions. I talk to so many different people in business at all different stages. And time again, I hear excuses out the wazoo. So here it is. You have a decision. You have a decision right now. You can either act on all these things you've just learned about, or you can go back to how you were and continue to be frustrated and continue to want change. You can decide to do better, be better, work differently, work harder, or work smarter. You get to decide to do the things that you are scared of, or to do the things that you know you want to do, but haven't been. It all comes down to this. You have a decision. No one else can make this decision for you. You have the power to not let anyone else influence you in your decision. For you to have everything, and believe me, you get to have everything, you have to believe it's possible. You have to go with your gut. You have to be optimistic, to be intentional, to not give a shit, to face your fears, to become your own CEO, to divorce the how. But above all else, You have to decide. So, what's your decision? Do you get to live the life that you want? Or are you going to continue doing things the way that you have been?